Tabo. September is my guest tonight. He is our living legend, somebody that has walked the walk and has also led with distinction through a very, very glorious past as a football player. And now, as you said, the latest coming out from his camp sounds extremely exciting. And I think we're all looking forward to that. Now, when we put out the fact that he's going to be on the show tonight, you won't believe this. Like, I could literally keep quiet up until 7 o'clock. Without having to say a word, because so many people said they're putting up their hands, they want to pay tribute to you.
Wow.
They want to say thank you to you, because we hardly do that as a country. We hardly say to people that have done such an amazing job, hey man, siyabonga, hey, thank you for the great work. But for you, what stands out? I mean, it's such a glorious history that you've had in the past playing on the field. What is the one standout moment for you?
I think changing the mentality that SuperSport was a team that wins cups and not really leagues, and starting that journey with the club and be recognized and winning three in a row and be part of that. And even the club management, they were not ready for that as well. So they started shortening our bonuses. Every year we won it, the bonus became smaller. But just to do the unthinkable.
And that was under Gavin.
That was under Gavin Hunt, yes.
Hi, Robert. You got one of my favorite players there tonight. When I met this boy a few years ago at SuperSport, he was already there when I got there. But what a valuable player he was to our club and to the team at SuperSport. And what a, you know, besides being a valuable player, a fantastic human being. I think, firstly, more a human being. Someone who I've had lots of conversation with after his playing days, and even recently we still talk, and you know. But he was a fantastic player. I'll never forget, and I don't know if you'll remember, we played Orlando Pirates 3 times in 6 days, 7 days. It was in the semi-final of the MTN Cup, and we had them in the league game on a Wednesday. And I'll never forget it. It always sticks with me. And he played in 3 positions. He played right fullback, centre-back and centre-midfield. And he was a man of the match for me in all 3 games. So he was so versatile, and he was so pivotal to us success at SuperSport over the years. And unsung hero, never got the praise I think he deserved. But what a fantastic footballer, great understanding of the game, easy to coach, which was the most important thing, easy to get on with. And as I said, great human being, and got a great family, and I can only wish him well. And I'm so glad he's getting a little bit of acknowledgement now. in this time of his life and career. And I wish him well, Tabu, and wish you well and your family. I know you're on another project down there in the Eastern Cape. He was supposed to come with, I asked him to come with me to Durban City, but he obviously started something, and, you know, that's the type of character he is. I think once he puts his mind to it, he's honourable and a proper gentleman. And so I wish you well, Tabu. Have a good evening there. Enjoy it with Robert. Hopefully you get you one of those caps, my man. the top caps you get with Robert. But yeah, I wish you well and good luck and God bless, and hope we'll see you soon. Cheers.
Oh man, Gavin Hunt, thank you so much, coach. Thank you very, very much indeed. You remember those games, the one against Orlando Pirates?
Yeah, we went to play in Polokwane. We played them in Polokwane twice.
Yeah.
It was on a Saturday and then on a Wednesday, and then we came to Orlando Stadium to play them on another weekend on a Saturday.
But how was that, though? I mean, it's almost like repetition on repetition of the same opponent.
Yeah, no, it was. It's just the mentality in the group, in the players. And we got into under their skin, I think. In Orlando, I think Benny wanted to fight. Kale and Holtok. So it was a very tough week. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for Kevin for reminding me.
But when he says then, I mean, fast forward to 2025, he gets offered a job at Durban City.
Yeah.
He says, and he comes to you and he offers you an opportunity.
Yeah.
How did that go?
And after I left Chipa, he said, the next project, he was the first person to call me. And after I left Chipa, he said, the next project that I get, I want you to be my assistant. And I said, sure. And then, of course, I met my friend, and then we started having the conversation, and he made it quick a reality. By the time they called, I already committed, and I said, no, I would rather. And I even spoke to the chairman, Kadodia, and I explained the situation and my vision, and he respected it. And
I mean, obviously that would be a different project for you to sit as an assistant. If you're an assistant to a man who's won back-to-back-to-back, has gone to Wits and won the league, has won many cups through Abo Swallows, Black Leopards, top eight. I mean, you know Gavin's history is something crazy. So that would be one that for you would be more than just being an assistant. It's a learnership.
Yeah, no, I've heard that at SuperSport when I was there. I was assisting him under Andre. You learn every day with Gavin, you know, even with the mentality of players in South Africa and the difference in terms of how to deal with players coming from rural and in town players. So he understands South African football better than anyone that I know, you know. So, yeah.
We are live on the YouTube channel, by the way, guys. If you've forgotten what Tabo September looks like, he hasn't changed not one single bit. He still looks like the player that he was many, many years ago. Lots of tributes, though, pouring through.
Good evening, good evening. The man that you have in your studio today, what a gentleman, what a leader. I mean, I think I played next to him. He was one of our captains at some point, you know. And then he handed over the captaincy to a couple of us. I think it goes without saying, I think Tabo's one of the special, special players in the country that we have. Very much grounded, very much in touch with his culture. And we've learned a lot from Tabo. But my brother, to you, you're a special human being. We don't want to honor you only when you are no longer. We are honoring you now and saying, keep up the good work. And may the Lord bless you with whatever you want, to your dreams and desires. And you know, football is football. Keep on going. And we'll definitely meet soon. Yeah. And yeah, you've got everything at your disposal. People around you that support you. We'll always support you in whatever you do. So yeah, great human being. Siyabonga tata. Siyabulela tata.
I don't have to tell you who that is.
Who is that, Rob?
Eh? You couldn't pick it out?
No, I couldn't.
Morgan. I know he's put on like a radio voice on there.
No, Morgan. Yeah. No, good. It's good to be here, Rob. Yeah. Football. You become brothers. You become really more than just friends in a team. And yeah. You know, these guys, it was not going to be possible to win those three, the three that I spoke about, if Morgan was not there. And even on his last game, when we played his last game in Orlando Stadium against Sundowns in the Nedbank final, he gave it his all. That was the man that he was, even though we knew he was already leaving, going to his next chapter. But yeah, those are the footballers that were around me. They,
But like, when you look at different characters, would you say there was one individual, not a coach though, one of the players, who would have helped to shape you in a different way, maybe had a different thinking pattern to you, maybe argued with you, not because he wanted to argue with you, but because he brought a different perspective into your world? Was there one of those characters, but especially within SuperSport United itself, that you enjoyed engaging with, even outside of football, and you just found him to be a very great pleasure to be around with?
Yeah, many. I think Tsietsi Mahoba just
comes
on top of my mind because I shared a room with him. The lessons, I mean, of a human being, very religious person. Ricardo Katza, very religious, you know, invited me on my first 2 weeks coming into the club, SuperSport, invited me to his house, gave me the download of the team, how things are done, and just how I needed to be humbled and stay grounded in terms of family and, you know, and what kind of a club SuperSport was. So, yeah, these guys, yeah, there were just so many leaders in that team. So you could learn something from everyone. Shane Pochenpool. Shane Pochenpool, yeah.
Sure. Bringing back some good old names, eh? As I said, guys, I don't even have to say a word. The number of voice notes that are coming through here are crazy.
You know, I wish I had money, like lots and lots of money, so we can support people like Tabo September, you know, in that development academy, whatever. because soccer is a game of billions. You know that when you put something there, definitely is the best investment ever. How I wish I had money can support this kind of structures. Oh, good Lord.
Mm. I mean, those are true South Africans just saying that they wish they had the means.
You see, the trend that is happening now in the world is that the Modric are buying teams, Mbappe is buying teams, because they want to make the game better, not really to get money out of it. And people that are in the game, I think the chairman spoke about it, Ivan Koza, about not to be in the game just for fame and for just to give these youngsters an opportunity to go and play this game the way it's supposed to be played, enjoy it, and support their families.
Hi, Rob. How are you? Hope you're well. Yes, you're hosting a legend, Cabo. Chibos is top player. I scouted him, Rob. I think the Cabo is about spirit. Never disappointed us at SuperSport United when he's a legend at SuperSport United. Unfortunately, the team is but this is about Chibos. We wish him well. His post-playing days, you can see that he's a man of substance. I hope he contributes. He keeps contributing to the football. All the children of the Eastern Cape are looking up to him. So people like them need to be sustained in this industry, so that you can show the children that why you need to focus on football, because there's post playing days, life also, right? So thank you, Rob. Chibos, all the best, Meauchi.
Hey, Dr. Pito Msimane. Thank you so much. I told you. People just said, "Who, Thabo? September coming to your studio?" No. There he is. How do you respond to the great man, the great coach, the great football player?
Yeah. When he was the coach at Bafana in coaching SuperSport, he was the one that called me up when I was still playing for Bushbucks.
Oh wow!
For the national team, my first call up. And immediately when Bushbucks was liquidated and players were free to move, I also knew that where I wanted to go. Mr. Kadode at Maritzburg wanted me at the Pirates, and Chiefs, even Sundowns people, but I didn't get to talk to them. But they were until Pito called and said, "My son, I want you here. And I'm going to send Stan Matthews to come and meet with you."
Oh, wow.
Spoke to my parents. Even when I got here, first thing he told me is that I need to get an accommodation, buy myself a house. I already had a car by then. So, he's really played the father role when I was away from home.
Sure. You're hearing it, guys, maybe for the very first time. He says that Chiefs called, Mamelodi Sundowns called, Orlando Pirates called, but his mind was firmly fixed that wherever Pito Msimane is, he's going to go there. And the rest is history. And again, shame, man. Poor Kadodia also turned down again.
He reminded me when he called me now again. Joey.
I think there'll be an opportunity for third time lucky. I have no doubt about that.
Hi, Dr. Robson. Hi to Mr. Thabo September. I just want to ask him this question. Is there any team that he thinks he has a regret of not representing while he was still playing football before retirement in South Africa or maybe abroad? It's Bonelo Ngobuye in Durban.
Hey, it's Bonelo. Thank you so much indeed. Can you answer that one very quickly? Which team do you regret maybe not having played for?
None. I think I played for... I got my introduction from Bushbucks and then I played for the best team in terms of development, in terms of my age. And then, SuperSport was a great team.
And there's something about SuperSport and loyalty. There's something about when you get to SuperSport, you stay.
Yeah.
They're not really a firing team.
No. Even with coaches, yeah.
Even with the coaches, yeah. I think it was only just that one incident with Kevin Johnson when he came through. But otherwise, the history had always been keep, produce, sell, you know. So that's been the formula. And, you know, the Top of September formula continues.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. religiously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Now Dr. Higa up and Marty Higa. This is another station.
Monsieur Paul Danaza.
Paul, I just wanna ask you something. I remember when Zain Moussa joined Kaizer Chiefs, and you said in your interview that this guy is a Muslim. He doesn't use muti, but even Europe uses muti. So,
what about muti? Did you? You know, did you say something about muti being used in Europe?
No, I never talk about this thing. I was in Chiefs. I was in Sundown. We make the great result. I have the very best player in the two teams. And I don't want to talk about the two children. So I was all the time the happy.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW. Friday nights, always.
This is how we do it.
About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Wow, hey, T-Boss. What can I say? I think just few words. Humble, honest, and hardworking. I think he's one guy who leads by actions. I remember when he came to SuperSport, you know, he had dreads as a player coming from Mumtata Bushbucks. And because of, you know, his personality, he went on also to, you know, to captain the team, you know, to winning trophies as well. And he stayed, you know, I think more than 20 years at the club, if I'm not mistaken. More years. The club, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember when he retired and they made him an ambassador, you know, of the club, would go out, you know, when the marketing team goes out, you know, to also market the club, the brand. And he was responsible for that. And he said to me, when I got appointed as head coach, and he said, hey, coach, I want to coach. And I said, no, okay, come. And you know, lucky enough for him, there was also in a position that came up, you know, for the DDC coach. And I said, come. And I recommended him, you know, for him to coach the DDC team. And, you know, he did so well that, you know, for the first time, I think SuperSport won, you know, the DDC league. Is one person that you could trust and you could work with, and who's got very good work ethic. And I would like to honor him. You know, like you always do, Rob, you honor your legends when they are still alive. And I think he still has a lot to offer as well, you know, South African football. You know, hopefully you'll get another position. I know now he's in the Eastern Cape. He's got a sporting director role, but I think he can still offer a lot, you know, in terms of, you know, coaching, you know, in the league. You know, wish him all the best, you know, going forward.
Gaetano Dembo, thank you so much, man. I mean, he said three things in the beginning of that tribute. He says, humble, honest, and hardworking.
Yeah.
Your response?
I learned from people like him. Always committed. Even at training, he never wanted to lose. Always on time in terms of sessions and committed. One person that I know is at some point we used to call him like a commander, like someone in Ogbuya we arm. Yeah, because he doesn't deal with anything that goes out of the line. So. Yeah, to
disciplinarian that one. Eh?
Yeah, no, he doesn't play around. And if his players, I mean, he struggled with Sipo, but he was always there onto Sipo Mbule's case, and Sipo, because of the talent that he is, he couldn't let go of that talent. He wanted to make sure that Sipo gets on top of his game. Good human being.
T, my brother, hope you well. Honestly, what a pleasure to play with you, to share field, share success with you as well. Honestly, one of the best people I know in football. Thank you for your kind words. I mean, in my first season, showed me a lot of kindness. You know, probably the only person ever that literally pulled me aside and said, listen, you have everything you need to go all the way to the top. And Like, it's amazing. I just want to tell you that. And I appreciated that, and it stuck with me for the longest time. And I've tried my best to pass on such messages to other young players, because it really does fuel one's passion and one's dream. So thank you for your heart. You're now in coaching. I believe you're the perfect man. You've got the perfect heart for coaching. And you will continue to invest in young people, young players. And you're such an asset to the game. My brother, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. Bongs.
Oh, Bongs.
A brother that is doing so well. And before you even answer, I must compliment him. Yeah. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah.
Bongani Kumalo, all the great work, the analysis, the knowledge of the game, imparting so much international experience to all of us here who listen and watch him. Here he is, pouring his heart out and saying that you are one of the few people that pulled him aside.
Yeah. Bongs came through. You know, everything changed when Bongs came through. The defense was solid. And you could see it even during preseason when he just got there. We're still training at TUT. Katsa did it to me. He gave me the guidelines of the club and the person that I needed to be. To what I saw with Bongs when he's in the air, when the big strides that he makes to get into the quickest players that we had, Dabo Sekgolele, he would catch up with them with the strides. He was bound for Europe.
So you could see that immediately.
I was lucky to see it because I was with him and I could play next to him and understand. Even the passing, he was coming from Tax. The passing was firm pass. It was never soft. So you had to have a good first touch. So great human being, well spoken, comes from a great family. Used to drive an old Mercedes and parks it next to Sean Bartlett's new Mercedes. Always tease him with that. But you know, what a human being. Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Oh, man. Bongani Kumalo, has he still got the old Mercedes?
I think he still has it. That man is so attached to his stuff.
Good evening and good evening to all the listeners. Good evening to Bra Rob and to the legend there, Tabo September, Magazi. You know, when I think about our first league title, that assist you gave against Ajax over the top, and I controlled with my left and finished with my right pass, Hans Funk, I think that's a mark of what you saw, the run I made, and we shared great memories together at SuperSport United, and I think we're in the same spaces when it comes to coaching, because I think we've got a lot to impart into the young ones, you know, in terms of how to be successful in football, and I think, yeah, we're all on the right path, and we're all growing as coaches. It's always nice to have you on the opposite side sometimes. But all in all, great career, T-Boss. You always carried yourself gentlemanly-like, and may you continue to rise in the game and continue to grow in the game, and may your contributions be valued. So all the best.
DK.
Yeah.
Dane Clates.
Yeah.
You remember that one, the assist against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Against Ajax yeah. With Hans Funk.
Yeah, no, I do. You know, Clate is always someone who has always wanted to score in a game.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make an assist or score in the game, he doesn't really feel like he was part of the game, as much as he will work hard defensively as well. But when he makes a run, you try to give him, because he played with emotions as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, what a gentleman. And most decorated, I think, after Dennis Onyango in terms of... So, yeah, to be playing with these guys in terms of... he has won almost everything to win in the country, and
also, like you, one of the most humblest of human beings.
Yeah, no,
you'll ever find.
No, he is. Yeah. He is.
Hey, the last time I saw this guy, he still scares me.
Good evening, Darob, and to your listeners. Good evening, legend Tabo. Kigazi September. Unjani mfethu, hey. Rob, what a player you have there, what a human being. I think commitment, discipline, you know, those words that we always say to youngsters, this man is a perfect example of those words. Had a great career, played in different positions, was a true footballer, you know, knew the game and worked hard. And that is why he was so consistent and played for such a long time. Well done, Tibos, on your career. And good luck on your next chapter in the coaching fraternity. You've done amazing for yourself and your family. Please keep it up. Sharp, Mkegas.
Oh, Brent Carlson.
Smile.
Good smile, Angel.
Ah, and you're talking at the Dangi Zulu. You're two guys. You're what a guy. What a player. What a player. You're coming from Sundowns and coming to join us during that trade of Lafo going to the other side and Brent coming and making us play.
Yeah.
Because we were known as a team that is hard, but Brent, when Brent came through, he was a magician in that midfield. And he was not scared to ask the ball between the centre backs. Human being, he's a great man. The good thing about these guys, we're still in touch. No football, we are beyond football. We are brothers.
Yeah.
So it's it's great to hear that.
But where would you find something like this, South Africa? Back-to-back superstars who are legends in their own rights, insisting on saying we want to fulfill our praise to this one person who is in studio today, who we are celebrating today. I think it's rare, and that is why I always say that let's celebrate our legends, guys, while they're still alive, while they can take it all in. And that is why today is no different. It really isn't. I know we got a caller that's coming up now for our competition. We're giving away tickets. As I said, it's the Lions up against the Bulls. But hey, the biggest of them all is in studio.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the legend. Rob, you are talking to one of the most reliable, solid defenders that we've ever produced in this country. A leader of note in the field of play, having lifted 3 league championships. I think that is an incredible feat. Not many players are able to achieve that. My question to you, Thabo, is that transitioning into coaching under a very stable structure like SuperSport, then you moved to Chippa United. What are some of the lessons that you learned at Chippa, which you believe are making the team so unstable in terms of not being able to retain coaches longer compared to what you would have learned as seen at SuperSport United? Just want to hear your views around that. Deboho, yeah? Thank you.
Is there a short answer to that about Chippa United?
Great club. I think it's a great club. Great potential. It can be bigger.
Yeah.
The only Betway team in the Eastern Cape. It's growing. It's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get the right people around. But football wise, I think with the talent that's in the Eastern Cape and. It can be in terms of academy. They should be having the best academy in the country.
And they could surpass Mbabala, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mbabala was was something else, but they do have that opportunity to surpass it. But yeah.
Evening, Mr. Rom. Welcome there to Thabo. What a stint he had also as a coach and as a player. But there was a time when he was a player, I think he was at Bushbucks. There was a ball, Pirates needed to win in that game. And for some reason there, Thabo cleared the ball when it was about to go in. I think the game was played on Wednesday. I think Pirates drew that game and they were supposed to win that game. Had they won that game, they could have won the championship. Hey, Thabo, that day, he cleared that ball. And then after that, he went to the other team.
Hey, he's still in pain. Hey, he's still in pain.
But he won't match my dad's pain. Because you're diehard, and I was the one that was. So he was broken in half in a way.
He should have been proud of the son.
He ended up understanding. You know, the love took over more than the love for the son, more than the love of Paris.
I love that. Cheslin in Boxburg. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa. How are you?
I'm good. Are you in a position to go and watch this game? I mean, it's one of the most sought-after games.
Yes, I am.
You know what? Because you're such a regular caller and a contributor, I don't have energy. It's the end of the month to ask you a question that is so difficult. I just want to give you these tickets. Is that okay? Do you allow me
that
to do that?
That is perfect with me. That is perfect with me,
Mr. Marawa. Do you want two of them? You want four? You want to take your neighbors and your friends? What should I do?
Yes, how many can you give me?
I can give you four if you want.
I'll take four.
You take four?
I'll take four.
And then take photos at the game, post them, tag me, show me how much fun you're having. Is that okay?
I'll do that perfectly fine.
They're all yours, Cheslin. Thank you. Have a good weekend, man. It's as simple as that. We don't come here and mess around and ask people who was born in 1892. No, we don't do that. Time of September. Oh, my friend, you know what? I can only just wish you everything of the best. I don't think there's a more deserving person to all the good things that are currently happening to you. May the project be a success, because we want that Eastern Cape talent to be shining brighter and brighter every time. An honor to see you again.
Yes.
And Soldier On, I'm sure we're going to have another session soon. We haven't had enough.
Thank you.
I think people are complaining. They say, I'm going to extend this cut.
No, we'll have a part two. Don't worry. I appreciate it. Thank you, Rob.
I appreciate you, man. That's our legend, Tabo September. Tune in again. That's going to be on Monday. Tomorrow, our Sports Worldwide, probably brought to you by Hollywood Bets.
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.